Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5.30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. The Transport Minister has given a statement on the return of lunchtime flights between Donegal and Dublin. The Justice Minister has agreed to meet with the families affected by the Chrysler tragedy. The Education Minister, Hildegard Nocton, is set to meet a delegation from St Union's College in Letterkenny. And the school transport scheme is now open for applications for the 2026-27 school year, with concern being raised at the price increases being imposed. These stories in full and more coming up, and we'll have an update of all the sport with Hoisin at around 5:45. But first, the Transport Minister has given a statement on the return of lunchtime flights between Donegal and Dublin. Minister Dara O'Brien says the government-funded air service will be modified from May 1st to restore the popular midday service. The schedule had been changed at the end of March, prompting concern from passengers and local groups, including Donegal Cancer Flights and Services. The revised timetable will also see the aircraft once again based overnight at Donegal Airport. Minister O'Brien says the service is vital for regional connectivity and for people travelling for medical appointments, as well as those making onward international connections through Dublin. Manager of Donegal Cancer Flights and Services, Mary Coyle, spoke to Greg Hughes today.
We won. It's actually very emotional this morning when we got word that that there was going to be a full restoration of the flights and the aircraft housed in Donegal. It was just the best news this morning. We've been waiting for this for weeks. And Greg, it just is such a good feeling. We're so proud of the people of Donegal, everybody who stood with us, everybody who campaigned with us, all those cancer patients that shared their stories, their heartbreaking stories, just like the one we've just heard now. And there's an awful lot of people to thank here. And it is really, you know, the cancer support centres throughout Ireland who stood with us, the students of Pobl Scolgi Dóir, Donegal Airport, and all our public representative across all parties who held the line with us. It is amazing, the power of people.
The Justice Minister has agreed to meet with the families affected by the Chrysler tragedy. 10 people were killed in an explosion at a service station and apartment complex in the village on the 7th of October 2022. Relatives of those who died and were injured say they are seeking answers about what happened. Donna Harper, whose 14-year-old daughter Leona was among those killed, says Minister Jim O'Callaghan has now made contact with the families and agreed to meet them.
We were absolutely delighted. I received the email this morning from the Minister's office and a letter attached to it from himself. So we are delighted. It's given us an opportunity now to be able to sit down with the Minister and be able to have our talks and with him, ourselves and some of the other families and survivors and so on. So we're very grateful for this opportunity. We're delighted that, that he's agreed to meet us.
100% Redress Councillor Thomas Sean Devine has also welcomed the move, having lobbied for the meeting to happen. Councillor Devine says he hopes that the Council will now follow suit and meet with the families, as per a motion he and Councillor Frank McBrady Jr. backed at a meeting on Monday.
Delighted over the moon for the families that this meeting is finally going to take place. It should never have to went there. Motions and fight for bereaved families to sit around with the Justice Minister, he should never reject it in the first place, but I'm absolutely delighted from now that this meeting will take place very soon, and I hope that the families get the outcome and answers that they have for the Minister, they get them answered.
Now, this is something I said you'd lobbied for quite a long time, just as recent as Monday past there. You had a motion in to write to the Justice Minister to push for this meeting again.
Yeah, I first raised this away last year, about a meeting arranged even with the council and the families, and it just seems to be obstacle has always been thrown in front of them. And I raised it again on Monday as a motion on the council, but the council writing to the Justice Minister to arrange this meeting. And I'm absolutely delighted that today, obviously Wednesday, that they've got word that they're getting a meeting with them. But on Monday's meeting, I did raise the issue of the families coming in to address full council as well. I put a proposal forward for that. So I'm hoping that that's going to take place very, very soon. That it's went now to a special CPG meeting. They need to discuss it, but I'm hoping that they'll pass it and allow the families to come in to address full council with questions and queries that they have for the council as well. So I'm hoping that will take place as well, don't we?
The Education Minister, Hildegard Nocton, is set to meet a delegation from St Union's College in Letterkenny. The school has been lobbying after it was left out of a capital funding announcement in January, despite having planning permission already in place for extension and refurbishment work. That permission is now at risk of lapsing if construction does not begin soon. Principal Damien McCrory says the meeting involving the Board of Management and other representatives is due to take place later this month.
Even before the list came out, we were looking to secure a meeting with Minister Nocton. We need to upgrade our facilities here. I think everyone is aware of that. We're looking forward now to that meeting. Again, there's no promises, okay, we know that, but we're going to fight our corner and to just to state what is needed and to get a pathway forward.
The school transport scheme is now open for applications for the 2026-27 school year, with concern being raised at the price increases being imposed. Councillor Joy Beard says it's unacceptable that in some cases prices are going up 100% at a time when many families who depend on the school transport scheme are facing unprecedented financial pressure. The closing date for applications is Friday, May 8th, with Councillor Beard saying it's important people get their applications in as quickly as possible. She's asking for the price increases to be reviewed.
Families are already facing huge and increasing costs for the everyday essentials. Now, on top of that, they're being asked to pay more just to get their children to school. So the cost has risen for primary school children. It's doubled in price. It's gone from €50 to €100 per child. Then the post-primary fees have increased from €75 to €100. And there's a lot of pressure when it comes to that family cap as well. Sadly, it's risen from €125 to as much as €220. We know there's significant costs now on families during this cost of living crisis. And we do hear that this service is subsidised, but to be honest, that means very little to families who are having to find this money while they're already struggling financially.
This does appear to have come to a certain extent out of the blue. Now, we know that there are increased transport costs as a result of fuel uncertainty and what's happening in the Middle East at the moment. But there was no signal that certainly I was aware of or had come across that these huge increases, as you say, in some cases 100% increases, were going to be on the cards.
Yeah, well, definitely. I didn't hear anything of this, Donal, until it was announced. I even had a family last night who was going through the defective lock scheme, who have been told that even they purchased school transport for the year when they move to their new location, that will be invalid. They have to then try and get another means to get their children to school. It has come out of the blue and families are upset, worried and angered about it.
The owner of the seafood shack in Killybeg says scaremongering about fuel supplies and a lack of proper supports from the government is threatening businesses which depend on tourism. Gary Anderson was speaking to Highland Radio News ahead of the reopening of the business tomorrow. He says there is fear being stoked among people which will make them reluctant to travel and in turn will have an impact on businesses such as his. He says government support should be aimed at stimulating tourism, which in turn keeps local businesses open.
I think Donegal is very vulnerable to that. An awful lot of our businesses date for business, and with the increase in the fuel prices, a little bit of scaremongering, different articles about what will happen if there's fuel shortages. It takes the confidence away from the public to actually make a plan to come out on a Sunday and go driving. Until we get to that point, we'd be better not talking it up. Our tourism largely is Sleeve League based, so it's the people that are travelling from all over the county heading out to see Sleeve League and come back. It is very much a travel based visitor we get. We're not linked up very well with any national networks, buses, trains, so we really do depend on people being able to afford to put a bit of diesel into the car and go. I think the government needed to do an awful lot more with supports, follow in with other countries that have really cut excise taxes or get rid of the carbon taxes completely, because they're prohibiting business and they're actually going to hurt an awful lot of people, whether it's in their homes with heating oil or whatever it is. You know, they're making the cost of living just too high in this country at the moment.
Your message to government is facilitate the people to continue as normal, allow trade to move, allow traffic to move, and allow businesses like yours in the tourism sector to actually get the through traffic that they need.
The way this country's been run over the last number of years, and particularly now when you see this very arrogant approach to reducing the prices on fuel, it's causing a huge amount of anxiety in the general public. They feel they can't breathe. They're worried already about how they're going to put oil into their houses for next winter. That affects business on every level. People have to save for that now, so they can't have their little treat. We needed a fuel cap. We needed real leadership here. And once again, we just get the same dithering in the Dáil.
Work to tackle dereliction in the Twin Towns is now underway. Recent findings from the GeoDirectory Commercial Vacancy Report show that Ballybuffet and Stranorder has the second highest level of commercial vacancy nationally. Donegal County Council is surveying and identifying vacant and potentially derelict properties in the town centre to build an accurate picture of vacancy levels and property conditions. Property owners will be contacted to discuss options for bringing buildings back into productive use. A new government grant announced today will also allow shop owners to renovate their upstairs space, allowing it to be used to revitalise local communities. Councillor Patrick McGowan explains some of the aspects of the council's work.
This latest grant is now that you can, if you have a shop, offices on the ground floor, you can actually renovate upstairs. A lot of these buildings are derelict upstairs, only just used for storage, so they can be renovated now and bring people back into the town. So this town team is probably one of the first formed in the county because of been one of the highest derelictions in the country. And it's been maybe going now for probably about 2 years. So, as I say, they're working hand in hand with the council, and it's to kind of carry out surveys and of who owns all the buildings, approaching the owners and sort of making them aware that there is so many different grants. Because, like, we often assume because it appears in the media and that everybody knows, and in actual fact, it turns out that a lot of people are not aware, or people might have, there's obviously different reasons why certain buildings are left there, like there's also legal issues and maybe ownership issues between families and that. So the council and the town team will be there to help everybody. They will be all approached initially and that, and if it comes to the stage that, say, there are a couple of buildings that they just cannot find owners or make contact with them, they will put a notice up on the door, but that will be the last resort, making it public.
And you can find more information on that on our website, highlandradio.com. New figures from the Society of Irish Motor Industry shows a 52% increase in electric car registrations in the year end to March. However, new car registrations overall were down 10% in the same period. Imported used cars saw a near 40% increase year on year, and Donegal saw an increase in registrations by 1.36%, while new electric car registrations in the county rose by 53.4%. It is 17 minutes to 6 on Highland Radio. All the sport with Oisín after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with running shoes from michaelmurphysports.ie.
We are coming up on 5:45 on Highland Radio, and Oisín Kelly is at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ryan. We start with Gaelic Games. Donegal play their final group game in the Ulster Under 20 Championship this evening. Gary Boyle takes his side to Celtic Park to take on Derry. A Donegal win on the road would secure a home semi-final. However, defeat this evening would see Donegal play next at the quarter-final stage. As for Derry, they could be assured of top spot with victory with one game to play. Young footballer of the year and under 20 captain for Donegal, Fimba Rody, is named to start tonight. Max Campbell, who was superb in that Division 1 final last weekend against Kerry, is named on the bench. And another of the senior contingent, Kevin Muldoon, will also be on the bench tonight. Throw-in for that clash is at 7:30. And Maureen O'Donnell will have updates from the game here in Highland as from the kick-off time. Now, at the same time, Tyrone are taking on Down. Tyrone, the defending champions, are looking for their first win after defeat last time out at the hands of Cavan. They, of course, are playing the Mourne County. The other two matches, Antrim up against Monaghan and Armagh are playing Cavan. In Connacht, it's Mayo up against Roscommon and Sligo are playing Leitrim. And among the games in Leinster, the holders Louth go to Dublin. There's also an Ulster Junior Hurling League game tonight featuring two Donegal sides. Bird play hosted Dunloe in round two of the competition, and that one's due to start at around 8 o'clock. The Ulster CCC have confirmed the draw for the Ulster Minor Football Championship. Donegal will be away to Cavan in round one on Saturday, the 18th of April. Cavan were beaten finalists last year, losing to Tyrone, who start the defence of their crown at home to Armagh. Derry will host the preliminary winner, be it Down or Fermanagh, and Monaghan will take on Antrim. Cross Channel Football, Chelsea have announced the biggest pre-tax loss in Premier League history of just over £262 million. It's significantly higher than the £179.5 million lost by Manchester City in 2011. Chelsea, who brought in just under £491 million in revenue in the last financial year, say they remain compliant with the top flight's financial regulations. The Republic of Ireland coach Heimir Hallgrímsson is hopeful that Seamus Coleman will extend his playing career through to the 2028 Euros. The 37-year-old earned his 79th cap in last night's draw with North Macedonia and is yet to reveal what his plans are beyond this season. He received a standing ovation when he was replaced in 61 minutes in what could yet turn out to be his final appearance for his country. Coleman made his international debut 15 years ago and Hallgrímsson wants him to carry on wearing the green jersey.
His decision what he's going to do, but we hope, and we told him we hope he will stay on and play with us next season and hopefully for the Euros played in Ireland. That would be fantastic for him if he would be playing at that time.
If he does decide to, would you like to have him as a coach or Everton have already started to use him?
I like to have him as a player.
In the Women's Champions League, it's advantage Arsenal as they resume their knockout tie against Chelsea tonight. The holders take a 3-1 lead into the second leg of their quarter-final tie, with Republic of Ireland captain Katie McCabe likely to start this evening. To athletics, it's been another good day for Fun Valley's Kay Byrne at the European Masters in Poland. Byrne won silver in the W60 category in this morning's 8-kilometre cross country and also helped Ireland to team bronze. Turin has been a happy hunting ground for Kay, who started the championships by taking bronze in the 5k road race last weekend. Milford's Stephen Dugan also picked up a medal today. He won silver in the cross country event. On the bikes, Richard Kerr will be riding for a new team in the British Superbike Championship this year. SM Racing will join the BSB grid for the first time and have signed the Kilmacrenan native for their opening campaign, which starts with a test this weekend at Donington. The new team will feature a familiar partnership with AMD, long-time supporters of Kerr throughout his career, including for much of his success in the Superstock series. Kerr will ride a Honda Fireblade this year as he builds after a challenging first season in the Superbike class in 2025. Finally, in golf, Graeme McDowell is considering rejoining the DP World Tour with the Irish Open and next year's Ryder Cup in his sights. The 2010 US Open champion joined LIV Golf in 2022. He's admitted the decision to align with the breakaway circuit has complicated his future with Europe's traditional golf structures. Just last month, 8 LIV golfers settled a long-running dispute with the DP World Tour, striking a deal allowing them to play on both circuits. And that's it from the sports desk for the moment here in Highland. Don't forget, we will have updates tonight from Derry against Donegal. And that is in the Ulster Under-20 Football Championship. It starts at 7.30. Maureen O'Donnell will be in duty. Our next bulletin is with Chris Ashmore tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. Ryan.
Thanks, Oisin. Councillor Micheál Colin McGill Asbug has put forward a motion calling on Donegal County Council to promote the Irish language in its daily operations. The proposal aims to normalise Irish as a living, working language within the organisation. It includes a plan to hold at least 3 full council meetings each year through Irish with support from Coiste na Gaeilge. Councillor McGill Asbug says there are other local authorities doing this without a Gaeltacht, proving it is possible.
The council meeting in Lifford, I put a motion forward requesting that we as a council 3 times a year, which isn't a big ask, that we would conduct the meeting fully through the medium of Gaelic. Now, if you look at Ballyclea or Condivide and other councils where they have been doing this and they've been doing this for a while, I think for us up here in Donegal, with the large Gaelic community that we have, a large Gaeltacht community that we also have, I think it's really important that we are shown the lead, that we're shown initiative, that we are shown that we care about the language. And by doing that there, it's not just that myself or Donal McGee or anybody else is speaking Gaelic, that we all participate in meetings through the medium of Gaelic. We have a fantastic Coiste na Gaeilge there at Nismona, Eberter, Pakiach and a Hort, Dunnerstuhari, or an Priaimna, or then you beat the Takiach the Yeharu that needs that support. So if the directors or any of the council staff who are delivering reports on the day that need support and brushing up on their Gaelic, the support is there. But we can't have a situation where we have a strong policy of 85% requesting that 85% is adhered to when it comes to private housing estates or social housing estates, says ELTAT, and that we are, as a council as a whole, are not also taking the responsibility of speaking Gaelic.
And the weather dry for most tonight with long clear spells. Lowest temperatures of -1 to 2 degrees with frost and ice forming. A chilly start to tomorrow with cloud and outbreaks of rain developing in the morning and becoming widespread through the afternoon. Highest temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees with moderate southerly winds strengthening in the afternoon. A look back at today's main stories. The Transport Minister has given a statement on the return of lunchtime flights between Donegal and Dublin. Minister Darragh O'Brien says the government-funded air service will be modified from May 1st to restore the popular midday service. The schedule had been changed at the end of March, prompting concern from passengers and local groups, including Donegal Cancer Flights and Services. The revised timetable will also see the aircraft once again based overnight at Donegal Airport. Minister O'Brien says the service is vital for regional connectivity and for people travelling for medical appointments, as well as those making onward international connections through Dublin. The Justice Minister has agreed to meet with the families affected by the Chrysla tragedy. 10 people were killed in an explosion at a service station and apartment complex in the village on the 7th of October 2022. Relatives of those who died and were injured say they are still seeking answers about what happened. Donna Harper, whose 14-year-old daughter Leona was among those killed, says Minister Jim O'Callaghan has now made contact with the families and agreed to meet them. 100% Redress Councillor Thomas Sean Devine has also welcomed the move, having lobbied for the meeting to happen. Councillor Devine says he hopes that the council will now follow suit and meet with the families. The Education Minister Hildegard Nocton is set to meet with a delegation from St Eunan's College in Letterkenny. The school has been lobbying after it was left out of a capital funding announcement in January, despite having planning permission already in place for extension and refurbishment work. That permission is now at risk of lapsing if construction does not begin soon. Principal Damien McCrory says the meeting involving the Board of Management and other representatives is due to take place later this month. And the school transport scheme is now open for applications for the 2026-27 school year, with concern being raised at the price increases being imposed. Councillor Joy Beard says it's unacceptable that in some cases prices are going up 100% at a time when many families who depend on the school transport scheme are facing unprecedented financial pressure. The closing date for applications is Friday the 8th of May, with Councillor Beard saying it's important people get their applications in as quickly as possible. That's all for the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news again at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices this Wednesday evening, April 1st. The death has taken place in Belfast of Declan Gallagher, 150 Laurel Drive, Strabane, reposing at the family home at 150 Laurel Drive tomorrow from 4 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Funeral leaving the family home on Friday at 25 past 10 for funeral service in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane at 11 o'clock. Private cremation afterwards in Lakelands Crematorium. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral service can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Mary Doherty, Ní Harcan, Carnagore Glen, Carrigart, Letterkenny. Her remains will be reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, for viewing from 3 o'clock until 5 o'clock tomorrow. Removal from there at 5 p.m. to St John the Baptist Church, Carrigart, to repose overnight. Funeral service on Good Friday at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral service can be viewed on the Meva Parish Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Lake House Patient Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Gallagher Funeral Directors, Carrigart. The death has taken place of Charlie McLaughlin at Milltown Buncrana, husband of Mary, who passed away last weekend and whose Requiem Mass was to have taken place this morning. Both are reposing at their home. Charlie and Mary will leave there tomorrow at 12:30 for 1 o'clock service in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The service can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Buncrana Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or McLaughlin and McLaughlin Funeral Director. Charlie and Mary's Requiem Mass will be held at 11 o'clock on Easter Sunday. The death has taken place of Rory McCann, Drumcondra, Dublin, and of College Farm Road, Letterkenny. Rory's remains are reposing at the family home at College Farm Road, Letterkenny, today until rosary at 9 o'clock. and again tomorrow until Rosary at 9 p.m. with family time after Please the Rosary. Funeral from there at 10:30 on Friday morning, going to St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for service at 11 o'clock, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in Conwall Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Bernardo's and Medicine Sans Frontières, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Patrick Kilday, 17, Crana View, Buncrana. Patrick's remains are reposing at his family home. Funeral from there at 2:30 to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 3 o'clock funeral service with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private from 10 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Patrick's funeral mass will take place tomorrow week on April 9th at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill. The death has taken place of Paddy Sweeney, Maharagallan Gwydor, originally of Thor Gwydor. His remains will repose at his home in Maharagallan today until 8 o'clock. Rosaries nightly at 8 p.m. House private, please, after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral service will take place tomorrow at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Meanawheel. Burials afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral service can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director's Facebook page and via MCN Media. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to St Vincent de Paul, care of any family member, or Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.